You're listening to 89.3 The Current. I'm Jill Riley. Robin Hitchcock was a member of the Soft Boys, has enjoyed a solo career releasing records as Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians, Robin Hitchcock and the Venus Three, and has just released a brand new record, Love from London. Robin's been busy with recent shows at South by Southwest, and he's made the trip to St. Paul as the musical guest for Wits at the Fitzgerald Theater, which you can hear on The Current Sunday nights at 9. And he was kind enough to drop by for a check-in with The Current's morning show. Robin, nice to have you here.
Hello, Jill. Hi there. How are you getting on?
I'm doing well. You've been kind of running around, just got off an airplane, South by Southwest. How was your experience?
Well, it's still there. You know, the music industry may be shriveling up, but they've managed to dovetail it in with the film industry and interactive. So it's actually 10 days long where it was 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bigger and, you know, it's a fatter cat than it was 20 years ago when I first went. There's still all the, you know, lawyers and high-end music biz people at the Four Seasons, and there's lots of people with baseball caps on backwards thronging down 6th Street.
Uh-huh.
And you know, people who don't really know how to drink drinking, and people who do know how to drink drinking, and so it's an entertaining mix.
And it's not so much just an introduction of new bands. I mean, when you've got, you know, people like Prince going down to South by Southwest, you've got the Justin Timberlakes of the world going down to South by Southwest, and then you have all these baby bands playing in between. You know, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing that it's kind of turning into that kind of festival?
I think it's all right as long as the baby bands can still get there and it's worth their while doing so. When you've got people who are coming from all over the world to play Maggie Mays at 2 a.m. and nobody can see them, you know, is that so good? I don't know. The bigger names give it a certain focus, you know. Wow, Prince is playing, you know, my friends REM played a few years ago. But traditionally, it's always been a place where people have appeared, you know, people can appear for the first time on the map. They can be people coming back to say, hey, I'm still here. Or people who just seem to be, you know, it's on their way. I think you just have to not be too precious about how you play, what circumstances you're in, you know, whether there's a sound check or any guitar stands or, you know, bring your own toilet. I mean, it's just, I'm fine. I'm looked after by great comfort in a velvet-lined flight case in the Imperial Robin Hitchcock suite, so I can't complain. But, you know, it's not all that easy for everyone.
How many shows did you play when you were there?
Oh, God, I played quite a few because I've... I did some that I was the main thing in and others that I was a guest in. But there was a lot of radio and stuff, you know. I mean, the reason to go really is because everyone else is there. So you can play at radio stations that you aren't going to be able to play at otherwise unless you come to that city.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things about doing radio is if you can do it not on the same day as you're on tour, because it's just difficult, diverting, and you can lose your voice if you do too much radio on tour early in the morning, you know.
I saw a photo of you playing in a bike shop at South by South.
I did. I played in...
Was that a first for you?
Mellow Johnny's bike shop. It's nice. There were these old vintage bicycles hanging from the ceiling. Yes, I mean, it was being transmitted. I mean, but that was a Seattle radio station. I mean, that's how things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
It was recorded live in Austin, but broadcast by KEXP in Seattle, and of course also heard all over the world. So it matters less and less now whether KEXP is based in Seattle. You know, once upon a time, you'd have to go to Seattle to do it. Now you can be anywhere. I mean, I actually seem to be here while we're doing this, which is kind of old-fashioned. But, you know, maybe next time we speak, we'll all be somewhere else.
Right. So we want to wish you a belated happy 60th birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You.
How did you celebrate?
Well, we hired, my wife, Michelle, hired a red vintage double-decker Routemaster bus, and we drove around London for a few hours, stopping at places like Abbey Road, where we sang Because, and Waterloo Bridge, where we sang Waterloo Sunset. We all got off the bus and sang, and we went past where I was born in Paddington. Not that any of the same people now work at that hospital that did then, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, we had some Battenberg cake. It was lovely, just my friends and I, really, you know, sailing around London in a vintage bus. It was terrific, really. I think it's the best birthday I can remember. So it's that's really something.
It sounds lovely. So this being the month of your birthday, also the month of the release of the new record. And the new record from Robin Hitchcock is called Love from London. That's been a couple of years since you put out a new record. What was inspiring you to do a new record?
Well, I put records out all the time, but because I write so much, it's best not to put them all out in the same place. So I put a record out in Britain in 2010, then I put one out in Norway the year after that. And then I put another one, this is the first one in America since 2009. Mm-hmm. So if you leave gaps, you know, then you're not doing promotion the whole time. So people notice what you're doing. But if anyone wants to buy the record, what they used to call the fans, they can always buy it online or they can just burn it, you know. So everything is available to everybody, but I don't think you can sort of roll out the promotional caravanserai, you know, too regularly. So the last one was Goodnight Oslo, and I know I came in here to do that one. And this is Love from London, which is a collection of largely love songs written all in London, so it's a very literal title, really.
Well, let's talk more about the record in just a moment, but let's hear a song from it. This is the one that we've been spinning here at The Current, and it's called Be Still, and we are in the studio with Robin Hitchcock from the new record Love from London. It's out now on 89.3 The Current.
I wonder you.
You're listening to 89.3 The Current. Robin Hitchcock in the studio with us. Robin Hitchcock was a member of the Soft Boys, has enjoyed a solo career, not only as a recording artist, but also as a visual artist. And he's got a brand new record called Love from London. And you just heard the song Be Still. Robin, again, thank you for coming into the studios of 89.3 The Current.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Who did you work with on this record? Was this kind of something you just did on your own? Did you work with a producer? Did you work with other musicians?
I worked with Paul Noble, who's a man I met in a pub about 12 years ago, who has an encyclopedic, a lexicographical knowledge of music. He knows about all the stuff I like and grew up with, like the Incredible String Band and Captain Beefheart and Sid Barrett and the Beatles and Dylan. But he also knows about lots of stuff that I'm not interested in at all, you know, hard rock and just punk. And he's much less of a snob than I am. He just listens to everything. But anyway, he's sort of become my British musical director. He plays bass in my British band. And we thought we'd make a record and couldn't find a good, you know, mid-range studio. So we did it actually all in his room with the curtain drawn. He's got the technology of Abbey Road Studio 2 on his wardrobe. So where once upon a time you'd have had to have gone to Abbey Road Studio 2, you now just sit in Paul's bedroom. There's only room for about 1.5 people. So I played the guitars, he played the bass and arranged the drums. There's no real drums on it. I think the finger cymbals on Strawberry's Dress are real. Everything else is otherwise, you know, sampled sound. But, you know, these days you don't have to go for a synthetic sound. Like, you know, once upon a time you would have done it. It would have been synthesizers, which sounds synthetic. A lot of hissy little S's there. Now, you know, it could be John Bonham or The Shade of Ringo or anything, you know, thumping away there. I don't think any amplifiers were used. I don't think we once plugged an amp into a wall. You know, everything's just going direct into little boxes. And although it sounds like one of my more produced, arranged records, it is, but it was all done at home. You know,
we never rented in a small
bedroom in Clerkenwell, in just up the road from the pub.
You're listening to The Current. We're chatting with Robin Hitchcock. Robin, what is your go-to instrument when you're writing?
It's the guitar, but sometimes it's the piano. And
where did you find yourself leaning with this record?
Well, I leant a bit more into the piano than I normally do, because tracks 1 and 3 were actually written on the piano, which I hadn't done much for ages. You can tell very quickly. You just walk past the piano and you put your fingers down, and if the first thing you hit sounds like it's going to go somewhere, it will. And if you spend a long time fumbling around, it's not going to go anywhere anyway. You can have fun playing the piano, but it's not going to turn into a song. But every so often, my fingers just land on a particular chord. It, you know, it's not a chord that's new. You know, it could just be a D minor or a E flat or something like that. But that chord and then wherever the fingers go next is enough to make me know there's something there. That the fisherman in me, the hunter in me, knows that there is a song in there if I persist with it. But, you know, don't work it too hard. If you go on too long, you lose your initial idea. So if you maybe just play for 3 or 4 minutes and then walk off, and then you come back again when it's not looking and play a bit more, and you gradually sort of, you find out what it wants. You don't try and impose things on it. You just let it come through. And the same goes for the guitar. But I'm a much better guitarist than I am piano player, so it's quite easy for me to noodle around on the guitar without ever really committing to the beginning of a song. Mm. But the saying strikes a chord, and I think that means something strikes a chord means it's familiar. And I just feel like it on the piano or the guitar, if something strikes a chord, if I strike the right chord, it's as if I already know that song. It's like I know it's there, and it's only a couple of months away from being in the bedroom in Clerkenwell. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I love writing songs, you know, it's what I've trained myself to do. And I'll be sorry if I reach a stage where I can no longer write songs, but I'm still alive. I don't know what the hell I'd do. I just, like, you know, I dread the idea that one day I won't be able to play the guitar anymore or something. It's just, I can't remember life before I played instruments. It must have been there, but I don't know what I did.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to know what it's going to be like.
I don't want you to think too hard about that. No, I don't want to think, oh God, I've played my last A chord, you know.
Robin Hitchcock in the studio on 89.3 The Current. The new record, Love from London, it's out. You can pick it up. And as we go out, let's meditate on the idea of love, whatever that means to you, whatever that means to me, whatever that means to you, Robin, as well.
Oh, well, thank you, Jill. Then this one is, in fact, the I Love You song.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by. We look forward to seeing you again.
Thanks for having me.
All right,
Jill.
89.3 The Current.